going to do.
All right, let's take roll call. I'm here. Jinri?
Yes, good morning, Jack. Yeah, Jinri is here.
Thank you. David? Okay, David's not here?
I'm here. Just
okay. David's here. Masafumi-san?
Hi, I'm here.
Good. Greetings. William?
Hi, hello, I'm here.
Okay, and Vishwa?
Yeah, I'm here, Jack.
Thank you. So, we have a full team today. So let's move on. So let's move on to approve the meetings from last week's meeting. It was September 11th, 2019. We have the minutes here recorded. Votes taken, discussions. Is there any comments or questions or corrections that anyone would like to make? Okay. With that, then I'll call for a motion to approve the minutes for September 11th, 2019. Does anyone make a motion?
I'll make a motion, David, here.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Okay.
I can second.
Yes. Thank you. All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes for September 11th, 2019, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
You're saying aye. Aye.
Masahumi saying hi.
William, hi.
All those against saying nay? Okay, we've approved the minutes for for last week. All right. Let's move on to, does anyone have any agenda items they want to add for today?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Wei Chen. I would like to add a committer approval. I have sent email to TOC members to add two committers to doc project.
Okay. We'll add that. Lejean, can you add that to the new business?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, do that right.
Or actually, it should just be added under the PTL piece, just to add a note there. We'll take care. Those kind of requests we'll just take care of under the PTL sections. Keeps it more organized. Anyone else have any items?
Yeah, this is Xiaohua from the infrastructure project, and I also wanted approval from TOC for additional commuters. So we can cover that PTL section. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Lejean, do you have that?
Yeah, I got that. Also, I would like to add one more item for discussing the license header.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Anyone else? All right. So let's start with old business. One of the items I raised last week was trying to get representatives to work on the integration and test activity, or at least participation. Lijing, how's that going? How's participation, and what do you need there?
So far, I mean, we have some Nokia participation, we are to have more discussion about that with High Street and Rutgers University. Thanks for Tracy arranging this meeting. So far, those are the major items on that.
All right. Is there anybody else who thinks that they can bring at least some resources to this activity, or if there's a concern, any reason why, any questions? Do people have any questions about what this activity is?
Hi, Jack, it's Tracy. You're referring to the POC and plug test?
No, the integration and test subcommittee. I'm trying to gather activity in it, more support for Lijing. It's a big task, and one person can't do it all. So just trying to recruit from more of the members some participation in it. It's, we do as much as we can with, software testing, automation, but there's always items to work and working with teams and getting the software aligned with the whole build and integration and test process. So this is a big issue, and I know it won't be as big for release, for the Amber release, because we don't have as much being delivered, but it's important to get started now in setting things up. So that's why I'm trying to beat the drum a little bit about this. It's an area where everybody, the other TOC members can bring someone, as well as all the participating companies. We just, this is one of those areas. The requirements and architecture, and here are the two places that, we need broader support and activity. All right, let's keep beating that drum till we get enough help to get it really going. Go ahead.
Yes, if I may, it would be great if from each project, especially those projects having software component deliverables, if you could send at least one representative participating in the integration and testing meetings and activities, that would be great, because that's how we can make your software working in a more integrated and coherent manner with other components of ORNC.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good proposal. It's Gil from Wind River. On behalf of Wind River and from the infrastructure project perspective, we will provide a person to help from the testing perspective for the infrastructure.
Thank you, Gil.
Thank you. All right. The next item is Tracy. You're going to talk about the PlugFest.
I think as we mentioned previously, there are two PlugFests being planned by the ORAN Alliance. One hosted by China Mobile at their lab in Beijing, and another hosted at this open wireless lab we've been building out. It started out as a open wireless lab for ONAP, and now it's actually a Linux Foundation community lab. And of course, the Plugfest and then the PAC. I'm making a distinction between the Plugfest, which involves real equipment, and the PAC, which involves OSC Release A AMGAR. And of course, we're using for the first release, it's not the only SMO option, but for the first release, we're using ONAP as the SMO for the PAC. So there are slides and use cases proposed. Does anybody have any specific questions or concerns? I think, Jack, the main reason we wanted to talk about this a little bit on the talk call is for the talk to decide, how or if you want to promote this. Maybe since it's a first release, it's just a working level activity. Or maybe you want to promote it because it is a first release. And, but that's the only reason why I brought it to the attention of the talk.
Okay, thank you, Tracy. So does any of the other TOC members have any opinion at this time about Tracy's question? Okay.
So Chip, I think from my I think in my opinion this is a bit simple. I mean, so the Plugfest is a good opportunity for us to promote our activity, I mean, for the OSC. So I would say that we should encourage this, take this opportunity.
Marketing is always good. Will one of the other TOC members have some time to work with Tracy and work on promoting this? Can someone else volunteer to collaborate with Tracy on promoting this as a ORAN open source community activity?
It could be as simple, Jack, as just like we have slides, a little write-up, and I can certainly do a little write-up and get it to you. And it could be used as a blog or the basis for some, announcement or whatever the talk elects to do with it. So I can get a write-up to you.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Because we have the slides and more details are getting filled in. So I'll have a write-up out to you for, review, so you can take a look at it and talk about it next week.
Okay. And then, it could be put under our events calendar as a place to capture it.
Mm-hmm. It's already on the events calendar.
Well, you wanted to add more slides and stuff eventually when they're done and stuff, so that way people know whatever you wanted to do. All right, but if the TOC can think about, if you can have some time to get involved, it's nice to have one of the TOC members involved with Tracy and helping her, since it's a benefits us.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Jack. I mean, that, as Tracy mentioned, that one of the Plugfest will be hosted by China Mobile in Beijing. So from that perspective, I mean, I will talk with my colleague to see, is there any way that we can, in Beijing, to promote this park, to promote our project from OSC. Right. So I will keep that in mind.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's move on to action item 4. And Lijing, where are we with this? And is Andrew on this week? I think we're missing Tristan because he's traveling. Any update, Lujing?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Trishan, he's traveling, yes. And I do not see Andrew. I do not have an update from Andrew.
Okay. So I'll, when Trishan gets back, I'll try to talk to him about how we get this resolved. All right, we'll carry it forward. Next.
Sorry, Lucian, and just one question, probably for clarification. I mean, do we have any brokers caused by this YAML.info issue?
Do we have any brokers now? I don't believe so. And Trishan, he double ensured us that we should not, if any repo is blocked by this, please just let me know. We'll raise it to Linux Foundation. I think right now it's mostly about the confusion of the new process and what we're supposed to do at different states.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. David, you're going to pull together a poll for the B release naming?
Yeah, I will. I haven't done it yet.
Good.
Yeah, I'll probably do it this week.
I'd like to at least get it in place before our face to face would be good.
Yeah, definitely that won't be a problem.
Okay. Thank you. All right, let's move on to standing release agenda items. Item number 6 is really release planning. That's about the earliest we've gotten to through the open items. So this is the current release for Amber. Ritwick, are you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. You were taking lead on pulling together the working group review that's called for on the schedule. You were going to get a write-up from each of the PTLs of what's been accomplished so far. How are we going on this process? It was discussed quite a bit on the ORAN Alliance TSC call.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so we've got all the reports. I went through all those reports last night on the RSAC call. I think the next step is we will invite the ORAN working group co-chairs to come to the next RSAC meeting and provide some kind of readout again so that they can be aligned or misaligned. There'll be a discussion at least. And we're trying to get this done group by group so that by the time we go to face-to-face, people have a general idea of what kind of activity has happened so far and what are the progress reports. We'll reiterate that in the face-to-face, but next week, I think Jinri is going to send an email out shortly to all the working group co-chairs so that if people can come to the next RSAC meeting, then we can socialize these progress reports with them, get some feedback. And I think you are going to discuss more about the WG3 work item, right? Later on, I'm assuming. And that came out of your EC call.
Okay, is it on the agenda?
No, I thought maybe when you give the progress report for your WG3 right here, you go through each PTLs.
Okay.
It may be a good opportunity to discuss that at that point. Yeah.
All right. Is there a place that people can go and see all the reports and, find links to all the reports or see all the reports?
Yeah, there is a link. It's basically on Farin's initial email request. That's on that email. Everybody has responded to that email. And the links are in those in that email, basically.
But from here, where is it? Is it under RSAC or is it under...
No, individual project leads have posted it on their pages. The majority of them have done it that way. There are a couple that actually posted into the RSAC as PowerPoints.
That's fine, but can you please, under the RSAC, just say, you know,
progress report
review, okay, and just have all the links there so people can find it. Just add something under your committee.
No problems.
You know, add something so people can easily find them all. Thank you.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
This cuts down work for lots of different people. All right.
Yeah.
We are currently in week 37. Wait, 18. Yeah. Sorry, we're week 36. So we're about to finish up, you know, sprint three. One of the big issues we have right now is we're not getting, we're falling behind on code contributions in the near real-time RIC because of some review being done by some of the contributors. So there's some risk we're experiencing right now with meeting, you know, our release dates for at least XApps and for the near real-time RIC. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in a minute. So this is the pace that we're on. You know, we're going to enter the last lap here before the face-to-face. So there's a lot to work out. This last phase is going to be quite busy since it's the first time we're through it. But what we really need to start also talking about is our B release schedule. If we start up after the A release, this will start the week of December 2nd with us starting to groom epics with the working group input, which comes out of our face-to-face that we'll be doing. You'll see that it looks very similar, but runs out through June. This has not been formally approved yet by the TOC. This is still proposed. One thing that's different is you'll see a window in here which is called maintenance release, which is a window before the dev sprint cycle where the development teams can focus on defect fixes as part of a maintenance update to the A release and the code base, and then we do a maintenance release to that A release. So this gives the developers an opportunity to go back and address some of the Jira, open Jira items that are already existing from the A release as final testing occurs. And at, you know, in the final stages of testing, you're not able to fix all of the defects that are found. They're documented, they go into Jira, but once we do a branch for the basic release, then we can do maintenance and we'll do a maintenance release after that to catch, to allow them to fix some of those defects. It's important to make sure we don't grow a lot of technical debt in the defect space, known defects for a particular release. So this is an opportunity for us to try to close some of those items. So that's one of the things that's different about the A release. We did not talk about that since we had no pre-existing software to worry about doing a maintenance release on. So take a look at this, think about it. Let's see how we can, you know, comments on it. And we certainly need to finalize this, you know, by, you know, no later than the face-to-face. All right, so let's go back to all right, let's go to item 7, PTLs. All right, so far we have a request from Weichin, I believe, on a repo for the request for the documentation project.
Yeah, Jack, if you refresh,
Oh, it's a committer approval. Okay. All right. So can you just make the proposal for the who you're requesting?
Okay. I have two committers to ready for approval. One is Fahim from AT&T. And the other one is Eric Gund from Link Foundation.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Yes, I can second.
Thank you. All right. Is there any questions from the TOC on the committers? Now, I just want to make, you know, because just remind people that for now, because the community is so small and we're just trying to approve the, you know, initial committers, that the, you know, TOC is getting involved in approving them, you know, for the first year. But we expect that, you know, after the first year going into the, that means going into the C release, that the community would then shift to where it would be a community vote amongst the participants. By then, there would be enough people involved in the different projects. But right now, you know, the TOC always has the kind of right to oversee it. But right now, the communities are too small, so we're asking that they come to the TOC for this activity. So I'll call for a vote on the proposal. All those in favor say aye.
Jim is saying aye.
William say aye.
I would say aye.
All right, Jack Murray saying aye. All those against say nay. Okay. Weichin, you have your two committers approved.
Thank you.
And thank you to the other committers who are, you know, stepping up and getting involved. All right. The other one is...
Yeah, that's me. I'm Li Xiaohua from Infrastructure Projects. I also have two additional commuters I want to bring in. One is from Wind River, Jack Wang, who is will going to contribute for the PT real-time platform. Another one is Zhen Qiang Lu, who is from Lenovo, and will be the commuter to the repo about the accelerator abstract and layer. Yeah, I'd like to ask the TOC to approve all these two extra additional commuters. Thanks.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Yes, always.
Thank you, Jinri. Any questions before we go to a vote? Okay, all those in favor of approving two additional committers for the infrastructure project, say aye. This is Jack Murray saying aye.
Arjun saying aye.
Masahumi saying aye.
William say aye.
All those against say nay. Okay. Now, I just want to make sure that we're documenting, you know, each of the projects should have, as part of your website, a list of who the PTL and committers are, and their at least their email, in case someone wants to contact them. I want to make sure that we, you know, keep it open and clear who are actively involved and voters in each project. So I ask the PTLs to do that. If you need help, you can reach out to Farheen to get you started. But the list needs to be kept current for people who have voting rights. All right. Is that clear?
Isn't that, wait a second. Isn't that Tora from Near Real Time Wiki platform? Can we get that information directly from the repos? If we would have used this YAML file, we could get it from there. But right now, I think this is hidden in the LF way of managing things.
Right. Well, that's why I'm asking the PTLs to create a simple table in each of their projects to make sure that who are currently the voters are available and clear to everybody. Right. Okay. I mean, I understand that there's a process behind it, but I want to make sure that everybody knows who they are. I don't want, you know, the some participants are less aware to dig through each, you know, each.
Well, the problem is, so does Farheen do anything more than what I would do, opening a support request with Linux Foundation to give me the list for every repo? Because I understand that we cannot get the information directly from Garrett.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the website under projects. So
yeah, I think I understand we have to update it in the wiki page.
Yes, that's all I'm asking for.
Where do we get the information from?
Okay.
Make sure that it's correct.
That would be, Li Jing can help you with that question, right?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
He has access and you work with Linux Foundation to get you that until it appears in the file.
Lu Sheng, you were saying?
Yeah, sorry. Actually, I don't. I work with Linux Foundation getting those information items.
So can we get that as a snapshot for all the projects and the repos in them once? Centrally?
Yes, or? I'll try to get that, which is current. That will be the current snapshot of the effective committers, right, on all the repos. And hopefully from there on, the PTLs would control, you know, and control the listing and keep it.
Yeah, I think that sounds reasonable.
Okay. Right. And then eventually, once it starts to appear in, you know, if we get to this process where it's listed in the, you know, in this new process where it's in the file, then it would be a little easier. All right, let's move on. Is there any other, does any other PTL have any item they'd like to request? Are there any blockers, needs, issues to raise? So, Thoraf, can you update us on the current issue with Nokia contributing software to the open source community on the Near Real Time RIC?
Yep, so this was escalated quite high in our organization. And now we have a verbal agreement that we can do that, but we are waiting for this coming from the person who decides this in some email, chasing her currently.
Okay.
There are a few conditions, but none of them, I think, are in any way problematic. And one of the most important ones will be that we need a clear, I mentioned that already multiple times, that we need a clear scope of the WIC platform. I have a text prepared that we will then check so that the scope is clear. And what else was there? Yeah, and this is also somewhat related to the publishing the E2 spec. Oh, and ASN1, but there's still another legal issue with the free GPP discussion. I think we're trying to come up with a solution there as well.
Okay, so I'll give somewhere that didn't appear on the agenda. There is work going on a discussions with 3GPP. For the copyright approval, we've written we filled out a first form for the OEM project, and I shared that with people to review. It's currently with the Linux Foundation for Scott Nicholas to give me, a review. And then we're going to submit that as a first example. We didn't want to take on a too complicated one first. ORAT Alliance is also working to get that issue resolved between them and 3GPP. But since the point of distribution sits in the website and the code that's under the Linux Foundation project, Linux Foundation needs the permission to redistribute the copyrighted material. So that's why we're working on it with Linux Foundation, because that'll be the point of redistribution. Now, ORAT Alliance, for its specifications, needs to work through that as well. And the standards SDFG is working that for ORAN Alliance, and we're coordinating that discussion. So we'll see how the first one goes, and then we'll have a broader discussion here on how and what the process is based on that feedback for all the other areas to address where they think they need copyright permissions.
Do we plan to have a general solution for the ORAN-SC, for the Linux Foundation part of the problem, so that we could republish ASN1 as it is released by FreeGPP?
That's part of the goal. If you can send me some information on which 3G, they want you to name each of the specifications
and the version, I know.
Yes. If you could send me that list so that we're working with, the most correct information that I can have, I would appreciate that.
Yep, I can do that for a WIC platform. It's easy. It's the X2 AP.
Okay.
I will do that.
All right. Anyone else have a question on this topic?
Chair, so I have one small suggestion. So probably we could put this as an AP in the old business. I mean, it's kind of to remind everyone of this copyright issue, then we can check the status from time to time. Because, somehow everyone is very busy. So if we do not put it on our agenda, probably somebody will forget this.
Right.
But this is very important.
And I think this is actually what I'm going to recommend, Lujing, is we put it, I'm sorry, Jinri, we put it as under item 6 as a standing agenda item, because it should be copyright for 3GPP, and it's also copyright for ORAN Alliance.
ORAN, yes.
So technically, even if the ORAN Alliance copyrights its specifications as they release them, we need to make sure that Linux Foundation has this permission. Right now, the path they're on is to use an MIT license for redistribution of the copyright, which will make that a little simpler for us, but we have to work through those two steps. So we'll add that to the agenda there. That way it's always as part of the standing agenda, because even when we have a process, some new area may need to be addressed for copyright. Okay.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Anyone else have anything for the copyright issue? Anyone, any other PTL have anything they want to raise?
But Jack, this is not regarding the copyright issue, but back to the previous report from Sorov regarding the near real-time rig. So I think probably we need to share some information from the TSC call on Monday. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember that actually on our TSC call on Monday, there did one request from the TSC asking that the AT&T and Nokia guys delegate in our OSC to come up with a kind of analysis report, which should contain the difference point by point, I mean the difference between the near real-time rate design in our project and the near real-time rate spec in the working group 3. And the motivation and background and the target here is to address this potential misalignment issue raised by Claudia from working group 3. So that's what I remember regarding this. So that is a clear request. And so I understand that this would be quite a job, but that's why I want to raise this and to see a discussion.
Was this supposed to be worked on by Paul or who in Working Group 3?
But I believe there should be some Nokia delegates from this community.
Yeah, so the Doros is referred here. I think we need Paul Stevens and yourself and maybe me and Marty to come together and look at the differences from the implementation in the OSC side and the ORAN specification that has come out, and we need to address this. I don't know what it means point by point, but we have to kind of make a good faith effort to describe the differences and perhaps the reasoning behind the differences. I think that's the action item that Jinri is talking about.
There is no deadline,
as far as I know, but we should do it sooner than later.
I agree, it makes sense. Who got the action item, do you know, Ritwik?
It was raised in the TSC call, but they were saying Nokia and AT&T, so I was suggesting this, maybe you, Paul Stephens, myself, we can get together and hash this out.
Yeah, I think I have to be involved. I could call the meeting, but next week I'm at the ONS conference, so that gets difficult to handle soon.
Well, I would.
Okay,
I think it would be very helpful if you guys can at least get together and start the discussion, because I think it'll be a rich discussion when we get to the face to face. We have a few weeks before that, but not a real long time, right?
Right.
But I think that will be key. And so, Ritwik, if you can, from the AT&T side, coordinate that. This is going to happen, especially as our timeline isn't always the same as the ORAD Alliance timeline, because we have to make decisions before we start a release on what we're going to do and have a plan, and then you implement it, and then if things change, or in this case didn't exist at the time we started, you know, we need to get these resolved. But the agreement was that we would, you know, say that we, for like E2, we're definitely pre-specification for anything we release in the Amber release.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ritwick, if you can work with Thoroff and get the people together, yeah. It probably includes Maddie as well.
Yes, so yeah. I was going to propose that I would like to be part of it.
Yeah.
Let's call a meeting. Do you think September 13th is good enough?
September
30th? 3-0. Yeah, Monday. We have a lot of
time. Can we meet this week? It's Friday. Okay, I'll take it offline and I'll coordinate a proper time. Yeah. Time and date.
Yeah. Okay, we discuss over email.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, thank you, Richard. Thank you, Sora. I know this is a kind of a big job. So if there is anything that I can help, also let me know. In the meantime, I think, currently the working group 3 issue is the most pertinent. I think this kind of issue is also applying for other projects. Like, for example, probably the now real time rig O&M. So, I really encourage those PTLs from O&M and now real time rig to also think about this. I mean, somehow reach the delegate in the O&M Alliance Working Group, O&M Task Group, and the now real time rig Working Group 2. And probably, the idea target is also kind of generate such documentation, this difference analysis, to ensure that there is no misalignment, or if there is any, it could be spotted at a very earliest time. That would be my suggestion. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move on to integration and planning, Lijing.
I reported from the previous meeting, we need to have the standard tags for the ORAN software license contributions. Send an email to the mailing list with the draft text. I don't know if all the TOC members, they got a chance to review that, if they're okay to move this into a discussion with Linux Foundation Legal.
So I've sent it to the ORAN Alliance. Jinri, I think I copied you. I sent it
to... Yes, you sent it to Stefan.
But I haven't seen any response.
There will be an EC call next week. I think it's next Monday, or I don't remember, but definitely next week there will be an EC call. So I will remind Stefan on this.
Right. And we're doing this for the Apache license and have been doing it for a while in other projects. But just the wording itself, if anyone had any concern, but we're just trying, since it's their license, I want to make sure that it's ORAN is okay with it. And then once we do that, then we can move it into Linux Foundation.
All right. Thank you, Chair.
Anything else, Lijing?
Another related to the license header is one of the community members, Hammond.
Oh, yes.
He was asking if we could just use SPDX short for the license claim included at the beginning of each source code file. Right now we have a whole paragraph, but using SPDX, it's just a one-liner, very simple. At least for the Apache 2, there's standard way of expressing that. For the ORAN software license, because it is so new, it's not part of the SPDX license index yet. So I don't know. Maybe for the Apache code, we can from now on, if the TOC is okay with that, we can allow people to use that header. In it's much shorter. But for the overrun software license, because there's no SPDX naming yet, we'll still have to use whatever approved by the TOC and the legal.
Anyone want to make any comments on this? Is anyone using it in anywhere else?
I don't have a strong opinion on this.
I think since Tristan is not here, the only thing I would say is let's put him an email to him and confirm that there's no issue on the Linux Foundation side. I just don't want to start something and then have to undo it.
Understood.
Right.
Thanks. Yeah, I will do that.
So let's get confirmation from them. And if there's no objection, I'm okay with it. We can move forward, but I do want to check with them. And since he's not here, let's bring it back at next week's meeting. All right. Anything else, Lixing?
Not at this moment. Thank you.
Okay. Ritwick, requirements. Software architect.
We're working our way through it. We got some good inputs by reading through the progress report as to what are the backlogs and what are some of the B-level items, the B-level epics. So we're working through them. I think hopefully in the next week or two, we should be in a little better shape to share it maybe with this team here. And I'll publish that also in the wiki.
Okay. I mean, I really would like to make sure that there are some clear use cases that will drive both a demo opportunity and the integration and test teams. They obviously can't test every single piece of every feature, but I want to make sure that there are key ones which are high priority. And that it's something that's demonstrable that we can build and show people. Not everyone, but at least there should be some that are focused for that. Okay, Ritwick?
Yeah, I understand that. Maybe if the TOC has a particular theme in mind, like in ONAP, they have themes, right? Hardening theme, security theme. I guess since you're just getting off the air release. Yeah,
How about make something work theme?
Yeah, end-to-end may not, but most of the individual pieces will work.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's just a challenge to try to, get strong alignment until we have more of the specifications even available to us. But I understand the request for the theme. The other TOC members can also think about that and see if there's something that makes sense. All right.
Yeah, actually, okay, yeah. Thank you.
Anyone else have any? So we didn't really put anything under new agenda items for this week. So I'll just go to any other business. Does anyone have any other business they'd like to raise at this time?
I have one news. I just got the email, so we got a green light to proceed. So now I will initiate the Swig platform. We can move everything back into open source, almost everything.
Very good. Thank you, Taraf. I know...
That came in a few minutes ago.
I know each company has their... has to do their due diligence, and I appreciate that Nokia, you know, needed to do some due diligence here, and they've worked through it, and now we're good to proceed. Thank you very much, and thank everybody at Nokia for working through that as quickly as they can. All right. Anyone else have anything?
Okay.
Anyone else have anything? Last call? All right. Then I will close this meeting. Lijing, are you having a integration and test meeting follow?
Yes, we will. We'll show some demos actually during this meeting. I have the host right already, so I will just transition to that. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Stop the recording.
Have a nice day.